Councilman Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
To the fire. Today on Church and State, conservative Christians protest proposed censure of Woodward. We've just got started.
And also, we have behind the scenes footage of Bobertgate.
It's pretty good.
Beetlejuice.
Plus, I found something I hate more than pumpkin spice. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. And that's right, your favorite far-right shock jocks.
Yes. Come on, man. Nathan. This is going to be a good episode. Everybody who's with us right now, this is a premium episode.
We got new buttons, and this is going to be Gabe. For the next week, I apologize to our audience. Gabe is just going to be pushing buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, before we get into the episode, it's going to be a good one, a doozy. In fact, it'll be really fun when we get into this censorship.
Can we kind of just call this the bad female, like, elected official episode?
No, because we got Trump and Biden in here, too.
Aren't they that great?
Anyway, well, you said female. Anyway, churchandstate.media. Download these shows, share them with everybody. Take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. We got great affiliates on here, and we're going to need your help. And I do have an announcement that I'll get to in just a minute here. But as far as our affiliates go, MyPillow is probably some of the finest products you could possibly get out there. Do not call his pillow lumpy, or he's going to get really mad at you. Okay, but buy his products, use the promo code Church and State, and you're going to get a discount, and we're going to get some of that money back. Also, if you want to donate directly to us, we have that ability now. You can either do it through the dollar or the Bitcoin. So please
do the Bitcoin.
Yeah, the Bitcoin would be cool. Lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. Now, for those of you who missed the episode, I highly recommend you go to our website and download it. But I had the opportunity to interview Clay Clark, Gabe. You were gone, and you can talk about that maybe next episode. But Clay did such an incredible job promoting Church and State. I mean, he really likes us. You can tell that by what he was saying about us. But he invited us to attend Miami, Florida. Yes,
what we did here in Post Falls, and it was a massive honor for us to do it. We had the best position by far, right there, show side, ringside, at the Reawaken America tour. We were right under this, you know, little opening where you could see the whole entire crowd interviewing people like Eric Trump,
General Flynn,
Roger Stone,
yeah, all these different people.
So the big names, you and I made it classy. We wore a suit tie. We even had a red carpet.
Yeah, we did.
With like the stanions or whatever they're called.
So we have an opportunity to do this again, Gabe, but it's Miami, Florida, and as all of you know, this is a self-funded project. If we want to go to Miami, we're going to need your help to do it. And so we typically don't rely on high pressure sales tactics on this show, but we would love to go to Miami and get all of these fantastic interviews that all of you have enjoyed over the years. So if you want us to go to Miami, you got to donate. So once again, go to churchandstate.media and hit the donate button.
I want to get a hold of Betsy Wilkerson and see if maybe she'll get us some trip funding.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe.
It's possible.
But anyway, no, seriously, we do need your help. It's probably in all actuality, we're probably going to need to take some equipment and at least, two techs.
Yeah.
I'm making them come.
Yes.
They're going to have fun. So that's 4 plane tickets, hotel stay. Please help us. We're probably somewhere in the budget of at least $2,500.
Hey, I'm willing to sleep on a hammock on the beach.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so you never know. So anyway, hey, yeah, fans of a Church and State know that I am a highly opinionated person, but I'm never wrong. Hey, be quiet over there. Can you mute his microphone? Okay,
yeah.
I'm never wrong, and especially when it comes to my preferences for food. Look, I go off on this a lot because a lot of you are just eating nasty things. Let's just be real about it. I didn't think I'd be ever able to find something that I hated more than pumpkin spice. And we know we're in the thick of the pumpkin spice season.
Yeah, it's
horrible, right? And I've warned you about the dangers of consuming too much pumpkin spice. Here's the thing. I found something even more disgusting, Gabe. Chris, go ahead and roll that video for me for our audience's pleasure here. Feel free to comment on this, Gabe. We got the mushrooms.
Our radio listeners, we have this really hip young person wearing. She looks like she's got Dora's backpack, though.
She does have Dora's backpack.
It's called Rise. It's in a mason's jar. Little video of Dora's backpack. Ugh, that's disgusting.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, people are now putting mushrooms in their coffee. You heard it right. Mushroom coffee. What is wrong with you people? I'm actually like legitimately angry at individuals who would ruin. Gabe, do you love coffee as much as I do?
Yeah.
I need
a gagging sound right now.
Would you sully the good name of coffee by adding mushrooms to it?
Never.
I
love mushrooms on steak and stuff like that, and I don't mind mushrooms in a salad. So I'm not as far off in the.
I'm not sure we're friends anymore.
Mushrooms, but this is disgusting.
It's probably the nastiest concoction I've ever seen in my life. And if you are a mushroom coffee drinker, stop listening to the show.
I'm gonna slip some of this into your coffee one of these days.
You want to see me?
See what you do?
I will literally vomit, and since I'm allergic to them, I may swell up. So if you want to kill me and you want to just take on the show by yourself, by all means.
Are you censuring all forms of coffee that involve mushrooms?
Yes. This should not be allowed. All right. Okay. More serious subject. I had a great article from Range from my buddy over there, and he actually told me I could use his name. So this is from my friend Aaron Hedge. I've been meeting with Aaron for quite some time. He actually used to come to On Fire back when I went there. And, you know, I befriended him. And this young man, I believe, is on a journey. He grew up in the church, and he's not part of the church anymore, but I tell him all the time I'm praying for him.
Yeah.
And I legitimately think that God is going to get a hold of this young man's heart. Now, he has been very good to me as far as a reporter goes. He has quoted me accurately every single time, and I continue to have a relationship with him because that's my one rule for journalists.
Yeah, just be honest.
Just be honest, quote me accurately. Don't try to write it in a way that, you know, makes me look like some extremist. And he doesn't do that, okay? But he wrote an article about the proposed, or how we protested the proposed censure of Woodward. This was a week ago that we did this. Now, they just had another group come out last Monday and also protested this. But the big one is going to be on September 25th. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to engage. It's time to get active. This is on the agenda item for the city council. Now, what that means to you is as many people as possible can speak at the city council meeting. That means that every single one of us gets 3 minutes to loudly proclaim our Christianity to the city council of Spokane. Yeah.
This is your time to roar. Like this doesn't normally happen, Caleb. Like you don't usually have an unlimited amount of people to be able to do this.
Well, if it's on the agenda, yes, you can. And so speaking as a former city council member, there were certain things that every once in a while would really get the public riled up. And we'd have hundreds of people show up. And if they wanted to talk, they got to talk. And so that made for a really long night. Now, think about this, Christians. If we get 300 people there on September 25th, each with 3 minutes, Gabe, you were the valedictorian of homeschool. What's the math on that one?
3,000. No, I have no idea.
Regardless, it's going to be a very long night for them. So I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the things that he writes in this, because he did cover some of what we talked about on Church and State. And so it's talking about the resolution here. All right. Collier said on his show that he'd been tipped off to the censure resolution on Labor Day, several days before the resolution's final draft was posted to the Urban Experience Committee's agenda portal. He told Range he could not disclose his source, and I never will, and that's why people talk to me. His opponent and council member Michael Cathcart said they did not know how Collier learned of the censure, But Zappone contends that at the time Collier spoke out on his radio show, the censure had only appeared on a preliminary agenda of the council's Urban Experience Committee and had not been published publicly. Those preliminary agendas are only distributed to council members and council staff, so however it ultimately landed in Collier's possession, the leak most likely started there, Zappone said. Those are the people that would have passed it along. Now, here's something interesting, Gabe. Somebody is talking to me, and I did get this information prior to it becoming public. But you know what's hilarious about this, Gabe? It's not who they think it is.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm never going to reveal my source, but I believe they probably have their suspicions about who I'm talking to. And they're completely barking up the wrong tree. And yeah, that makes this even more fun.
I love that. Because we all know who it could be.
But. Yeah, sure. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. So now they have no idea where that leak is coming from. So Gabe, are you going to be there on Monday?
If I can, yeah. I want to go and support Mayor Nadine. Here's why. She's actually not a Christian nationalist. And I want to tell everyone that.
Did you say marinade or marinating?
Yeah, I want to marinate on it.
Yeah.
Marinating.
Okay.
She's not a Christian nationalist.
No, she's not. But what we said before on this show when we discussed this earlier was that this isn't about Nadine. It's not about Matt Shea. This is about an attack on Christianity. And so this is, it requires you to live your faith, Christian, and to get out there and to establish within this elected body that they can't censure your faith. And that's really what this story is about. So it's time for you to share this episode, get everybody riled up, and get as many people as possible out on September 25th. We'll probably start about 5 p.m. We're going to have a nice rally, and then we're going to go inside, and we are going to talk to them about our faith.
I love it.
All right. Let's do it.
And end tyranny.
And ending tyranny, absolutely. Okay, Gabe, this one is one that you really wanted to talk about. You're having a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah, everybody's heard what we so lovingly around the studio here have named Bosomgate, a.k.a. Bobertgate. Caleb, I'm really tired of what's going on. You work for Turning Point USA. And
Faith.
You've hosted a lot of these big elite so-called conservative Christians. And I'm not going to divulge all the stories you've told me. I've been around this environment. I've been around Christians who are famous, and I'm getting really tired of this type of behavior going on, because her whole entire like marketing image, Lauren has always had this like gun-toting, pregnant, Bible-believing, real down-to-earth type of individual, and that is a complete lie. She's an absolute fraud. And I think Christians are you know, if you're going to elect somebody into office, they need to be humble. Humility is a key thing. Now, the thing about this is everyone's heard she flipped off the staff. She was being groped. We're actually going to show that footage. It's not X-rated. It's all grainy and black and white. But the thing that disturbs me the most is when she looks back at a pregnant woman who's asked her to stop vaping. And I'm going to show you about 27 seconds into this video. She, in fact, was vaping. This type of behavior in public is absolutely shameful. For you to call yourself a Christian, which is very interesting, Caleb, in her 30s, she's actually a grandmother. So you'd think that after having a child and then her child having a child, she'd be respectful to a pregnant woman. Well, she in fact didn't. And I think this kind of behavior needs a consequence. And if any of you are, you know, in contact with her, you absolutely need to tell this person to her face, this behavior is done. I actually think her career is probably pretty much toast based on this, the amount of amplification this has got. So
there may be something to that. I mean, she barely won her last election. It was a real squeaker there. But I let me just offer an alternative before you play an alternative view before you play that film. Like, okay, Lauren Boebert has defended conservatism very, very well. Okay, and she did just go through an extremely difficult divorce, right? Abusive husband, some very trying times that she went through. Sometimes when that occurs, you lash out and you go the opposite direction from the direction you should have been going, right? And I think as a pastor, you've probably seen this happen a time or two.
Yeah, but in leadership, you just don't get that opportunity. A house divided won't stand.
Granted, and I mean, this is fodder for the left, absolutely, and they're jumping all over this thing. Here's this supposedly conservative Christian woman who's engaging in this type of behavior. I don't excuse the behavior at all. I'm just saying that there might have been some circumstances that were occurring that caused her to act in a way that she normally wouldn't. And I just wanted to introduce that to the audience. But
sounds a lot like her husband's letter, which ironically just came out as well. In fact, let's actually show that letter. He blames himself.
He did blame himself.
He blames himself, ironically, after this event, which, you know, I just want to say as a husband, you should probably write this letter before the poo hits the fan when your wife decides to have this crazy lash out. Anyway, her husband, who, like I said, has been through the ringer with her in her career, he does admit to infidelity. So I respect that. He admits that he did cheat on her, caused a lot of pain for her. So in that sense, I do respect his honesty and coming out and being forthright about that, because a lot of people assumed that she was the one who was the infidelitous one, which is, you know, him coming out, that's actually a really admirable thing to do and explain to everyone.
They've been divorced for a little bit, or the separation process anyway. There's also, Gabe, and you ready for the conspiracy theory?
Okay.
Maybe.
Go.
This could have all been a setup. Like, here's the thing. The date that she was with, this guy, is a Democrat.
Right.
All right? And the camera was focused primarily on her. Okay, during this entire thing. So was this all a setup by the Democrats? They got some stooge to go take her on a date?
Maybe.
Wine and dine her and then feel her up in a theater?
Well, 27 seconds in, let's actually show the footage and you can decide for yourself.
All right. So you're going to have to narrate this, though. But I mean,
So what's going on right now is you can, if you can go full screen on her, go back that up just a second. Back that up. If you can go full screen on her. See that big puff that comes out of her mouth? That's a vape. So then we have black and white footage right here. She's taking flash footage, being annoying with the flash footage. But this pregnant woman, I guess she could be faking her pregnancy, is back there. And she leans forward here in a second. She asks her to stop vaping.
Which, as a pregnant woman, you don't want that around your child. I mean, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, so she leans forward here, asks her to stop.
Her response is, she's very flippant in her response here.
And here we go. This is, I guess, a setup as well. Those are at attention. Yeah, that's fondling going on there, left and right side.
Yeah.
She's not stopping it. In fact, now her hand's in his crotch.
Yes. So they're both having
a setup.
No, I'm saying that he was the setup.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I wasn't saying the whole thing was a setup. I'm saying he was the setup. So, no, it's obviously not behavior that we would expect from somebody who is a conservative Christian leader in our government and at our federal level here. But I don't know, man. I think there's more to this story, and I think more is coming out. I don't know if she's necessarily done. They did just have a Texas youth group or something.
They canceled her speaking engagement. So she flipped off the staff on the way out and said, "Do you know who I am?" I think that's the most infuriating thing to me. I'm coming across Christians who, you know, they've made their big scene. And if I ever am elevated in this platform or any type of music platform, I swear I will go back in time and kill myself if I turn into this.
If you ever become somebody that ever utters the words of, do you know who I am? I will throat punch you right there. That's my solemn promise to you. Can we shake on that?
Yes.
Okay. I have your full permission. If you ever get that big, okay, I'm going to throat punch you right there. Okay. Let's just spend a little bit of time talking about that, Gabe, because look.
Do you know who I am?
I remember when I first got into this and I was so enamored with some of the people that I was meeting. Right. And I was like, these are like the players, the main players. And you know what? After years of being involved in politics, what I've come to realize is everybody's screwed up. We all put our pants on the same way. Nobody is any more special than anybody else. There are some people that are absolutely brilliant. And I've seen some people, and I didn't even get to talk to you about James O'Keefe yet, but there are people that I've met that are legitimate people just that are just beings, human beings. They earth. Treat you just like any other human being. That's what I'm looking for in anybody that's been elevated into any type of leadership position, anybody who's made an imprint on conservative politics, right? I can't stand somebody who gets a big head and thinks that their stuff doesn't stink and they just treat people like they're servants. That is not at all what I want to see in leadership. And in fact, I will work in opposition against people like that. Because that, if they already have that attitude, I mean, you're a congresswoman from the state of Colorado, right? It's like
you're not even that important.
You really aren't. And you need to remember that, because there are people who are doing God's work that we don't even know their names. And when we get to heaven, these people are going to have the most gigantic mansions that you can possibly imagine. Right. Those are the people that we need to celebrate, not somebody who has this mentality.
And it's frustrating because she's going head to head against Ilhan Omar, against AOC. And it's frustrating because she's directly vocal about some of the most important issues, which I'm proud of. But
yeah. So let's talk about another person who just recently stepped into it. And unfortunately, it's from somebody that a lot of you voted for. Okay, it's Donald Trump. Look, Donald Trump, love him, hate him, think he's arrogant.
He's a fan of himself, but
he definitely likes himself.
I would say he's I don't know. To be him would be, like the Bible says, to pass through an eye of a needle. A camel passed through eye of a needle. It would be very difficult because he's in a very lofty position and his whole entire life is ensconced in velvet, to quote Seinfeld.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. He has made a career of being a non-politician. And he gave the most political answer I've heard in a long time coming from him. Chris, let's just go ahead and play that video clip so the audience can hear it in his own words.
Have something that's acceptable. Right now, to my way of thinking, the Democrats are the radicals. Because after 4 and 5 and 6 months, but you have to say this. After birth, you have New York State and other places that pass legislation where you're allowed to kill the baby after birth.
Mr. President, I want to give voters who are going to be weighing in on this election a very clear sense of where you stand.
I think they're all going to like me. I think both sides are going to like me.
What's going to happen is you're going to have to listen, please.
You're asking me a question. What's going to happen is you're going to come up with a number of weeks or months. You're going to come up with a number that's going to make people happy, because 92% of the Democrats don't want to see abortion after a certain period of time.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15 weeks?
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
too far? I think what
he
did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake. But we'll come up with a number.
Okay, go ahead and just stop it there. Donald Trump just attacked Ron DeSantis.
And he had to, he had the foresight to even call him DeSantis.
Yes, but he attacked him over DeSantis banning abortion at 5 to 6 weeks. Now, here's the thing. A lot of women don't even know they're pregnant at 5 weeks, right? It is very early on. Ron DeSantis is saving babies. Now, Gabe, as you and I, as pro-lifers, we want to see a total ban on abortion. Right. But I think we could both say that Ron DeSantis doing a 5 to 6 week ban is definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's huge. In fact, I'm going to applaud it. Wrong one. That's huge. 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, you got to get the laughter. Buttons.
We
got to
get these buttons right. So let me ask you this. Why can't Trump just respond with this type of wisdom? Like, use Reaganomics. Use Reaganomics. Every single child born is money in the government's coffers. Why? Because those kids spend money. And yes, we have government programs that, aid a lot of children. Every single child born produces money. And I wish his mentality would change to where he would understand. And he just had this mindset that every child born in this nation is a blessing.
But on the flip side, the left argues, because look at how much money they make off of the abortion industry.
Huge.
Okay, so they're making money either way. I don't necessarily know if the Reaganomics approach to this would actually be a valid one. I think as you and I, as believers in Christ, followers of Christ, and belief that our most sacred right that God gave us is life, we need to defend that every single time we have. And Trump would not answer the question. Yeah. She asked him about 15-week ban, and he would not respond to it. And he said that he would gather together Democrats and Republicans, and they'd settle on a number. They do a compromise. Now, he believes that he's really, really good at getting people to compromise, and that everybody would walk away happy. No, they won't. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Gabe and I would never be happy. We'd still completely fight against a federal government that had a 15-week abortion law. And on the radical left side, they're going to want to be able to kill babies past birth. Okay, that is the radical left. So no, you're never going to get them to be able to compromise this and everybody walk away happy.
Yeah. And it, you know, just goes to show those of you, we can't bank everything on Donald Trump.
Do I
love him? Do I appreciate him? More than anything, it reminds me of, like, as a kid, taking, you know, you ever take it and make a sparkler bomb? You take a whole entire pack of sparklers.
Yeah,
electrical, take them together. Like, he is a firecracker of enormous proportions. So what I like doing is I want to see him in there and then just watch, like, my enemies be evaporated. But the truth is, he can't do it all. So we have to realize right now, Christians, you have to engage in the political forum. You have to get out there as pastors and, you know, get involved. What you're doing with Turning Point Faith is probably more key and more important than what you would ever have done in civic voting and in your whole entire city council career. So those of you who are putting all of your faith and hope in Donald Trump, I want to encourage you, especially as Christians, back off of that accelerator, that thinking right there. You know, obviously, I'm still voting for him. That's not changing for me. I'm hoping his running mate is actually RFK.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting one. By the way, one of these days, you're going to get the name of the company that I work for.
TurningPointFaithUniversity.com/backandforth. It's too long.
It's not that hard, man.
Turning Point Faith USA.
TP USA Faith.
Like, that's Turning not that Point hard. USAFaith.com.
You're a mess. I will not say that I'm voting for Donald Trump regardless. You know, I've been very firm in that ever since we started this show. Mm-hmm. That no, he doesn't get my vote right now. I weigh this and I consider everything, and I consider the best candidate, because I truly believe that my vote is a stamp of approval on somebody. And I cannot at this time say that Donald Trump's the best candidate for America. RFK Jr., I love him a lot, but there's a lot of things I disagree with him on, and I don't necessarily see him as the best candidate for the job right now either. Fortunately, we're out of time, Gabe. Church of State is sponsored in part by the Constitution Party and Patriot Church.
Oh, I'm looking at Blame Canada. Blame Canada! I blame Canada for that misnomer right there. I am Gabe Blomgren, and a calm does not suit me.
And I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
What's wrong with you?